This includes installation, value, unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Time out means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm going to go flick my beak at four.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Karen McHugh. Deep disappointment for conservatives as Chief Justice John Roberts joins the liberal wing of the U.S. Supreme Court in striking down a Louisiana law regulating abortion clinics. In a statement, the White House saying, unelected justices have intruded on the sovereign prerogatives of state governments by imposing their own policy preferences in favor of abortion. Florida, which began reopening as the pandemic was seeming to wane, is just one of several states now seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. This Florida lawmaker says keeping the public informed is key.
We've got to continue to talk about the importance of wearing masks. We continue to talk about the importance of social distancing. We continue to talk about the importance of quarantine if you've been around somebody that's tested positive. So I think government has got to inform. I think government has got to not mandate things.
GOP Senator Rick Scott on Fox. America is listening to Fox News.
The stage is set. The curtain rises.
What time is it?
It is 4:03, and it's happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Somebody did a naughty thing on my system. All right, Paul's been waiting since before the top of the hour, so you get to go first.
Hi, Greg.
What's up?
Hey, I've been up in Milwaukee and Denver, Colorado, Detroit, all up in the north working for the last few months, four months. And my next assignment is South Bend, Indiana, and then Minneapolis.
South Bend is a paradise.
I'm looking forward to it. Denver was a freaking paradise. Oh, my gosh. My wife and my mother-in-law enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it. Like a working vacation. But I was just wondering if you wanted me to call in while I was in Minneapolis where all this started. Technically,
have you been there, or is it? Hold it. Have you been there, or is this your a place you're going to be?
He's going.
I'm sorry, sir.
You're going to Indianapolis, right?
You say Indianapolis or Minneapolis?
No, I'm going to Minneapolis.
Oh, Minneapolis.
You said Indianapolis.
Where it started, where George Floyd and all that started.
Yeah.
And you know, I've had no issues anywhere I've been. Other than, I mean, I've been stopped by the protests, but everybody's been respectful, and I've had interactions with them back and forth, and, you know, I've always said, it's not just black lives, all lives matter, everybody.
Well, that'll get your ass kicked in a lot of places.
Well,
all lives matter is not
yet.
The right answer. That's not the answer they want.
Well, of course.
People have been fired for saying that.
I'm not going to get fired because I do my job. The company I work for, they're not going to fire me. I keep banks and pharmacies running and Walmart. And they're not going to fire me for my opinion. They don't care.
Are you going to be helping to restore Walmarts that have been burned out by looters?
Most likely. If I'm assigned that city and there's an issue, I do all the lock and everywhere. Any kind of lock in a bank, a pharmacy or a Walmart, I do them. That's what I do. I was a contractor here for 43 years and retired and started doing this part-time, and it's turned into a very lucrative full-time job. I love it.
No, it's great that you love it, but if you got something to share with us when you get to these
if you'd like, I'll call and give you a report from Minneapolis, because that's where it started, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, they burned out a rather large, sizable section of the city there.
And I'm sure I'll see it, because I travel all over any city I go to, working on, you know, everything I talk to you about. But I've not had any issues with, they've been very respectful. As much as I kind of, in a way, hate to say it, but it's the truth. I've not had any issues with anybody protesting. But I'm there in the afternoons or the mornings. It's not late at night. I don't travel in these cities late at night. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Greg, you and I met multiple times. My wife's the one who has the 501c3 that you've helped.
Mm-hmm.
And you've actually asked us to come on your show and talk about it. We have not done so yet, but we're staying really, really busy, and I apologize for that.
Why? Don't apologize.
Well, we've just been really busy. You know, I didn't know this job.
It's good to be busy. A lot of people have had, I think one of the reasons 6 weeks after, as Nancy Pelosi calls him, George Kirby's death, why so many people are out there is they got nothing to do. They have no life. They have no passion for anything. They just want to tear the country down.
You nailed it. They have no life. Nothing better to do than dissent. I agree. 100%.
Well, I appreciate the call, Paul. Travel safe, stay safe, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Alrighty. It is 4:08. We recently did a home improvement. Seth Spotlow would have been here to talk about it, but he's got issues again today. He's not getting a tattoo. He's got issues today. John Lee paints. We recently did a project at the house involving a door, a mailbox, and some trim. And we got the solar proof because the door is exposed to the sun, even though there's a glass door in front of it. And, of course, the mailbox being outside. One of the staff at John Lee Paints helped us pick out the color. It's a great, I mean, it's perfect. We didn't know that we had a rustish sort of color in our outside tile on the roof, but we do. The shingles, it brings it out. It's really amazing how that works. But to make sure you're putting in the right color, bring a photo of the room that you're looking at doing if you're not sure, because you don't want to have to go back. This happened to me once with an exterior paint years ago in Florida. I thought I was putting on a nice pale sort of early sunrise yellow, and instead I was turning my house into a corn on the cob. And I wasted 5 gallons. Once they mix it for you, you can't really bring it back. So I had to buy 5 more gallons of the color the house still has now. John Lee Paint Solar Proof is designed to withstand mildew and other things that are destructive to an exterior paint. And interior painting, you've got Richards for that at John Lee. Plus a staff that can answer any questions, make sure you have the right equipment, and help you achieve the great outcome. If you're not hiring somebody and you're a do-it-yourselfer, you got everything to gain, everything to learn by picking John Lee Paints. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. Some local news, Rich's forecast. By the way, there were some storms around earlier, but most of that stuff has moved up between Clanton and Alex City. We'll check the radar again a little bit later. Plus, I'm going downstairs to check traffic, and I often look at the sky when I do that.
Yes. I'm Ella Seskey with Alabama News Network. Crime Stoppers is looking for those responsible for stealing 17 firearms from the Quake Pawn on Norman Bridge Road in Montgomery on June 2nd. Multiple agencies are involved with a reward up to $5,000 leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. Call 215-STOP with any tips. Crime Stoppers is also looking for a missing teen. On Wednesday, June 24th, Leslie Pantaleon was reported missing by her parents. Leslie was last seen driving a 2006 blue Chevrolet Trailblazer, an Alabama tag 3BF4014. If you have any information, please immediately call the police or Crime Stoppers 215-STOP. More Alabama cities are implementing or considering a requirement to wear a face mask in public. Montgomery and Selma already have an order in place. Jefferson County also has an order in place, and Tuscaloosa, Decatur, and Mobile are also considering it. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
In the midst of hardship and financial insurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
I got David Little from Chucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Chucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything is getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather this week, much different than the weather last week. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be in generous supply just about every day. They'll be around well into the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Sky-high humidity the next few days, of course, with upper 80s tomorrow, mid-80s on Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms each day, becoming most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. Welcome to summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
In order to distance themselves from the name associated with the Confederate-era South, the Dixie Chicks has changed their name to just The Chicks. No, wait. Chick is considered an offensive term to women, so now they're just known as The. Wait, hold on. The has a he in it, so it's toxic masculine. So now they're just T. But wait. T is a term for testosterone, which, again, could have toxic masculine tendencies. So now they're just known as that country pop girl band with great harmonies, but some people can't stand for political reasons.
4:15.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic 4 o'clock hour, and we are busy, busting at the seams. Very heavy traffic all around the boulevard. Congestion at all the major intersections. Moderate to heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Taylor Road is busy. All of the 31s have cars headed outbound on them this afternoon. No accidents reported right now, but drive carefully, buckle up, and slow down this afternoon. Don't be an accident. Midtown Plaza is open for business. Shop Young American Insurance, Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
July 4th weekend is one of the most dangerous holidays for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
All right, I put that video up on Facebook.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
Well, it should wake you up, politicians.
Oh, cheats and liars.
What a bunch of crap!
You gotta have something.
I'll pull ya!
If you wanna be with me.
You silly sausage.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me!
You gotta have something.
You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me.
Snap out of it!
Bad!
I don't like you.
There she is, the cradle robber.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Shut up.
Cause that's evil.
I kill you!
It's too cold for me.
You know, I have to say, somebody got a spanking.
I'm not trying to be your hire.
Biatch.
Cause that minus is too low to see.
Yeah. How did you ever get so stupid?
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Yeah.
You on drugs?
Yeah.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
And I'm not.
Oh,
moving.
Mama.
Believe you me.
Go back to ISIS.
No.
I'm a soldier.
New.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Suck at this job.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Nothing from nothing beats
it's craptacular.
Is that your tongue?
If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing.
None of your business!
You gotta have
awesome.
If you wanna be with me.
Stupid. Juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
You're not going to amount to jack squat! No.
It wasn't the worst.
Good. In middle of need.
Yeah. But it was a diversion to the
yes.
wonderful days about nothing But judges, feel free to send in a score. Gotten some interesting feedback. I've got to check it out, though, before I can share it. I want to see if anybody is taking the time to look at this young woman in that video I mentioned. A few people have. A few shares already, too. To me, what jumped out, the guy in the video is kind of annoying. You're a commie, yeah, we get all that. And, you know, you're the kind of bubba that doesn't sell this message particularly effectively. Listen to her. Look at that face. That is a face. You know she's alive, but that's all you can say about it. She's so worried that when you post videos of the rioting and looting the police, or you, yeah, dumbass, they do that all the time. They use the kinds of videos that our friends at Applied Security help protect businesses. It's amazing how many people get themselves busted because they're so caught up in the social media excitement of committing a crime, they don't realize that they're, you know, putting their mugshot out there in advance. So there's that. And then also today, the Hodge twins have another video out. And it connects to a story I believe we first mentioned on Friday. And that's, there was a city... They'll give you the specifics. There's a city in Lincoln County, Oregon, or maybe it's that entire county that decided, you know, the coronavirus is making a comeback, so we need to make everybody wear a mask except for black people because we don't want racial profiling. Well, don't you think in making that rule in that languaging, what you're doing is racial profiling? When is that? When are people going to catch up to the word equal opportunity? But part of the problem in America right now is you have exemptions from, and the Supreme Court, what a joke. Justice Roberts? Who the hell said he was a conservative? He just sanctioned back alley abortions today. In addition to the other insane, I'll tell you what. One reason why we should be worried about the mob is I think they scare people like him. I really do. I think he'd rather make what he knows in his heart. The man's not stupid. He knows in his heart these rulings they've recently made were totally unconstitutional. He was just terrified to take a stand. He wanted to be doxxed because he knows how crazy. You better give us the verdict. We, you know, that's how it is right now. And that's sad beyond my ability to describe it. So let's have a little fun with the Hodge twins here. I'll play it, and I'll keep my right hand on the dump button just in case I missed one earlier.
No, I ain't gonna call it COVID. No, I'm gonna call it the Chinese virus. You know why we call it Chinese virus? Because it's from China. Yeah. Well, y'all see there's like a lot of new cases in some areas of the country.
Blowing up, man.
Yeah, in some areas of the country, they requiring masks. Like here in Nevada,
yeah.
The governor,
yeah.
The Democrat, he said, hey, everybody now, you go outside, you better have a damn mask on.
Yeah.
And in Lincoln, Oregon, they doing the same thing, but they took it a step farther.
Yeah, because they woke.
They trying to do what's right. So they think, right? But they would require people to have masks on.
Yeah.
But
sounds good, right?
Sound good.
They're trying to protect the public. That's all they're doing.
Wear a mask so you won't get the Chinese virus, right? They only require whites to wear a mask. The reason why they say this is black people don't have to wear it because they're going to be racially profiled. Profiled. So it tells me, I guess, the white people there, when they see a black person, they don't see somebody that's trying to protect themselves from COVID.
They see a damn rapist, a damn robber, a kidnapper, or maybe they're just going to do something evil.
Yeah.
But when they see a white person wearing a mask, oh, they just trying to protect themselves from the Chinese virus.
Man, this is insane. Just so you know, this area for the last election,
yeah,
it went for Hillary. And for like the last 15, 20 years, this county has went Democrat. So
it's Democrats.
Yeah.
Jim Crow all over again, but in reverse.
Yeah.
What? Be honest. Everybody, they showing their real racism. This is how actual liberals think of blacks. Yeah. They don't see when a black man walks in with a protective covering over their nose and mouth, they don't see a man trying to protect himself from the Chinese virus. They see a man that's going to take advantage of the situation, and he's going to take your purse. That's what they see.
I can't believe elected officials in this county,
pastor,
thought this was a great idea.
Yeah. Imagine if this happened in a conservative county, a conservative area. Imagine if Trump would have came on the news and said, hey, everybody need to put on a mask, but black people, don't do it. You're going to get discriminated. Who would that be telling you? That why these white people are scared of you. They don't even care. They're trying to say they don't want you to get discriminated. They don't even care if you catch COVID. virus.
This area, this county, it's 90% white. It's less than 1% African. Black. I ain't gonna do the African American.
Yeah, they ain't African. They black.
Yeah, they was born in. You black American. Right? To me, it sounds like a real safe county.
Yeah.
Right? All of white people. You know what? Hold up. That was a racist joke.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have did it.
Yeah.
As an African American, I should know better.
But you ain't African, boy.
I'm black and I'm American and I love this country.
You know what this county? They said 90% white. It's less than 1% black in this county, which tells me there's one black man living there.
Yeah. It's like 30,000 people.
Yeah. 35,000. Let's do the math.
Man, I suck at math.
I ain't gonna try to do all that.
That's what you got calculators for.
That tells you it's probably maybe two families in this whole damn county. You won't see a black person.
Yeah.
But if you do see a black person, chances are he's probably gonna rob you because he's wearing a face cover. That's how liberals see y'all.
I don't understand how black people can still have this allegiance to liberals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with all this is going on in the news, I mean, when are black people going to wake up? I get emails all the time from white liberals say, Harsh Twins, man, I've been liberal all my life.
Till I met you guys.
Yeah.
Man, we're making true change in this country.
Yeah.
Two black Uncle Tom.
You know, I hate it when black people send us men call us Uncle Tom. Do y'all realize what inspired that name, Uncle Tom? It was a book.
Yeah.
He was actually a hero.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make disparaging remarks about us, come up with something that's disparaging.
See, these fools don't know their history, man.
They don't know their history, man. They don't know that Jim Crow laws, that was whites only and blacks only water fountains.
Yeah.
I mean, Democrats did that.
Yeah, that was up to Democrats. And they did that because they thought it was going to supposedly help black people.
Yeah, KKK found it, not by Republicans. It was Democrats. But y'all still hold allegiance to this racist political organization. Look at Black Lives Matter. That's not Black Lives Matter. That's a fundraiser for white people.
Yeah.
For white liberal Democrats. And y'all still vote for them fools.
Y'all calling us Uncle Toms. Y'all wake the hell up. Yeah. Good official.
God, they're so good.
They're hilarious.
I'm going to post that. Watch it and share it. Because this is something we have talked about forever. The number one enemy of black Americans are white liberals. There's no debating it. There's no doubt about it. It's just like that, that county in Oregon is one of many situations where your brilliant white liberals have decided, we're not going to hurt your feelings by asking you to wear a mask because you might get profiled, which is the assumption that if you're black and you have a mask on, they said it better than I could. But they're just great. They're just absolutely great. And I will get that on Facebook. Guess who's going to join us in just a couple of minutes?
Jay Quellen.
Right.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
Waiting. She'll be joining us in, like I said, just a couple of seconds. And our most electrifying story of the day was the nice day the market had. That's good because bad day on Friday, largely because of the media scare tactics on the coronavirus. The market's just hearing too much, and you know, they adjust accordingly. And they're, you know, if they're worried about another shutdown, you better believe they're going to sell, get out, whatever you want to call it. So I think some of that fear has been allayed and had a nice bounce back today. Brant will give us more specific analysis coming up right around 5:10 this afternoon. Wow, we're on time at 4:31 for our next traffic update.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, if you are on the Eastern Boulevard traveling towards Atlanta Highway from I-85, just about the time you hit the bridges crossing over the Atlanta Highway, we have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. It's minor in nature. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevards. Taylor Road is busy. Atlanta Highway busy outbound. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Use caution and buckle up and be safe out there. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future's waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you plan to be on the road this 4th of July weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Melissa Eskew with Alabama News Network. More Alabama cities are implementing or considering a requirement to wear a face mask in public. Montgomery and Selma already have an order in place. Jefferson County also has an order in place, and Tuscaloosa, Decatur, and Mobile are also considering it. Crime Stoppers is looking for those responsible for stealing 17 firearms from the Quick Pawn on Norman Bridge Road in Montgomery on June 2nd. Multiple agencies are involved with a reward up to $5,000, leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. Call 215-STOP with any tips. Crime Stoppers is also looking for a missing teen. On Wednesday, June 24th, Leslie Pantaleon was reported missing by her parents. Leslie was last seen driving a 2006 blue Chevrolet Trailblazer, an Alabama tag 3BF4014. If you have any information, please immediately call the police or Crime Stoppers 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather this week, much different than the weather last week. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be in generous supply just about every day. They'll be around well into the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Sky-high humidity the next few days, of course, with upper 80s tomorrow, mid-80s on Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms each day, becoming most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. Welcome to summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Freeze frame!
Okay, today is National Camera Day.
Listen, feather brain, take this camera. Snap this picture. Make it a candid picture.
You're on Candid Camera.
National Camera Day.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Right here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, and good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hello.
I chose that bit to play because the biggest social media reaction I've had in the last week was the little selfie we took at Baumhauer's last Wednesday.
Oh, with my mask, my helmet.
Yes, which even you, because you are a goddess, can make look, hey, she looks so good in that, I think I'll wear one.
My husband makes fun of me. He thinks it looks ridiculous. And he's like, you know, it doesn't do anything. And I'm like, I know, but at least I'm compliant.
Well, maybe if that's all you're wearing, try that sometime. See.
I know.
See if that
well,
works.
Well, you know how we got in the position I'm already in, so. You know how that happens.
Tomorrow, though, we get the fruit and vegetable update on the
season. Yes. Tomorrow, I will be 21 weeks.
This wow. is a big week for me because I'm about to become sort of like an odd parent, odd grandparent, because our very dear friend...
Alan!
And fun-sized Jane, they're due any day. I mean, we'll be...
Oh, good.
Induced it Thursday if...
If the baby doesn't come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. There's no, but...
I was induced with Steven and everything was fine. It's just, you got to get him out. Sometimes they don't want to come out. Steven didn't want to come out. They had to go in there and get him.
Well, now what happens when I feel like that at home at 2:30 and I've been looking at news all day and I'm seething with anger and frustration and I don't want to come here. Is that the same thing? Do I need
to
be induced?
No, like you're already out.
Yeah, I guess.
You just don't suck it up.
The inducement is a paycheck.
I know. Well, yeah. At least today hasn't been too terribly bad with news. I mean, just the norm.
Yeah. Well,
the
Supreme Court sucks.
Yeah.
Especially
well, that's
Justice Roberts.
Yeah.
But I would like to talk to you about baby names.
Okay.
Now, currently, you're carrying Lola.
Yeah.
Lola Francis.
Yes, Lola Francis.
I thought you might like to know the 10 most popular girls' names on thebump.com. That's a legitimate website, thebump.com.
Yes, I'm on the bump.
And there's a consistency in these girls' names. Mila, Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Jeez. I didn't get the tag hooked on phonics.
Well, they make things up nowadays, too. You got to, like, really pay attention.
Aurora. Which,
like Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, yes. That sounds like a good name for a stripper.
Sounds like a body part. Like, you know, an areola.
Oh!
It reminds me of.
It's one of my favorite.
Can you say areola on the radio?
Yeah.
Isn't there a Disney princess named Aurora?
Aurora, yeah.
Well, she wasn't a princess when Janelle was growing up, right? No. I know that one.
No, she's a... Relatively.
No, we
new.
Can say that word as long as we're keeping it in scientific context. Are we doing that?
Yes.
Okay. Our standards and practices department says we are. Aria, that's a Disney name too, isn't it? A-R-I-A? Aria?
Aria? I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Amelia, some of these are old names making a comeback like Emma and Emily did a number of years ago. Amelia, Ileana. There was a news anchor in South Florida named
Ileana.
Mm-hmm. Ileana.
Yeah, that's very Latin.
My favorite, though, of all the news anchor names, somebody I became friends with eventually. In fact, we had her picture on the cover of the Miami Herald together. Anna Esqui,
I'm a Belkies and Array fan.
Belkies, yeah.
That's just because I like the name Belkies.
Kind of an odd...
Belkies and Array.
Belkies and Array, exactly. But... Anna Asquies, as we used to call her, she was one of the first prominent. Rosie's rolling her eyes. Did that require?
I'm shaking my head.
And shaking her head. Like I'm, I don't know. What's wrong with me?
You're incorrigible.
Oh. Nova. That's when a sun explodes, right? Or
Nova. Something a supernova.
Out in the universe. Yeah, a supernova. Nova.
I think
of Nova Southeastern.
I hope no expecting parents with the last name K-A-N-E is going to do that to their kid.
Novocaine.
What?
No.
Novocaine.
Well, people, I'm a pig, you're a pig. I mean, Novocaine would be mild in comparison to that.
Caden?
Yeah. Caden. That's a girl?
Yeah. Caden. Molly.
I like Molly, but I like traditional names.
Yeah, that is kind of old school. It's also on the top 10 most popular dog name list, too.
I think Lola is, too, so, like, I'm not offended.
And Ivy. For boys, Braxton.
No, there's a thing called a Braxton Hicks.
Yeah.
When you're pregnant. It's like
contraction.
A mild contraction. Yeah, no, you're not naming your kid that.
Braxton Zion?
Nope.
That would, yeah. Hunter? That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Kai, K-A-I.
Mm-mm.
Urban?
Mm-mm.
It works for Keith as a last name, but not as, I don't see it as a first. That's more like a geographic term. Logan, Elliot, Liam, Lucas, and River.
River.
River Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm surprised because, you know, you see a lot of the same names over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to be really careful with naming Stephen and Lola, because being Catholic, you know, we have a lot of Marys.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of saint names, you know, the John Michaels or, you know. So we try to be really careful with it. But those names are very unusual. I haven't heard a lot of those.
You know, the insanity to rename virtually everything in the country, because everything in America is racist. Cosmetic company says that they're dropping terms like whitening, lightening, and fair from their marketing language to better promote racial inclusivity in the beauty industry.
I think this is all stupid.
It is. It's
very I think stupid. It is all a waste of time, and even more, it's a waste of resources.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't we be putting this money towards, like, other more important things? Like, I don't know, curing cancer or, like, childhood hunger or, I don't know, obesity and diabetes research. I mean, like, there's just a lot of other things that we could be putting this money towards instead of, like, rebranding Maybelline.
How about educating the stupid that come up with this kind of garbage?
How about educating Montgomery County?
There you go.
Like, Montgomery City Schools could use that money for books.
Here is the corporate statement behind this. We are fully committed to having a global portfolio of skincare brands that is inclusive and cares for all types of beauty.
What a bunch of crap!
But I feel that that's... okay, so, like, here's the thing. As a woman, I feel like I could speak on this, and Rosie. Like, being that I have purchased makeup and I have purchased cosmetics and other things, you know, towards my gender...
Yes.
I already feel like... Before even, I would say even 2010, there was campaigns and ads and lines that were specifically made for Black Americans, African Americans. Like, this isn't anything that's new. It's not like we didn't already have all of these inclusive makeup companies or these brands. I mean, there's even complete lines of makeup that target just African American women. I mean, I was at Target the other day. And there's two or three lines that are specifically made just for Black women. So are those lines going to start making makeup for my complexion? Is that how this is going to work? Or is this like a one-way street?
It, as all of this stuff is, it's one way. But on the other hand, I go to Walgreens. I see that section. I don't need anything from there. I walk through it. But it doesn't trigger me because I'm a racist and I hate
it. I just look at it like, oh, okay, cool. Like, everybody has a skin color. Everybody's skin color is different. Like, what I wear is not the same as what Amy Hampton wears, and we're both Caucasian. Like, I think it's ignorant to think that we all are the same color. But, like, there are makeup brands that are specifically designated. There are hair care brands.
Keeping in mind that this insanity about using terms like lightening and whitening and whatever, this all started with four bad cops in Minneapolis. We wouldn't be hearing about any of this stuff. So what does that tell you about the... planning that's behind what's still going on in a lot of places. I still can't believe Seattle has their chop zone still.
I know. And then two people got shot and killed, or at least one got murdered, and the other one is in critical condition, I think.
Yet, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll look at a video of a simpering liberal.
Man.
They'll post videos. The police are using them to catch us.
Well, yeah, like, that's what happens. Like, you don't, there's no right to privacy. Like, if you're out doing stupid stuff, we live in the world of technology. Like, if it's recorded, you're getting caught. Like, yeah. It just is what it is. Well, what about those two, the two people up in, what was it, St. Louis?
Oh, with yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. That was one of, that's a story that came up everywhere today.
Yeah.
There were protesters who were going to show up at the mayor of St. Louis's house, and I guess a couple of their neighbors decided, we need to let the protesters know that we'll blow their balls off if they start damaging our property. One's out there with an AR, and the other is out there with a pistol of some type.
Yeah, good for them. Like, I mean, I'm not offended by that. I'm on a Facebook page with some lady lawyers, and it's a fairly, I would say it's a fairly liberal page. Yeah. I've had to actually remove myself once, and then I had Dana put me back on, because I was curious. But, you know, you can only see so much before you're like, oh, Jesus, like, get me off of this page. So I was watching it, and some of the ladies were like, oh, my God, I cannot believe this. And I'm thinking, bring yourself over here to East Montgomery, because I'm pretty sure that's exactly what Jared and I would be doing in our front yard if this little craziness started coming down our street. Like,
yeah, and the most radical elements of this movement, whatever you want to call it, that's what they're promising. They want to, you know, they know that burning down the inner cities is not going to get the attention they need. They need to go burn down some suburbs,
mm-hmm.
you know, go where people have money.
Jared showed me a meme, if you will, of the couple holding their weapon, and it said, when the silent majority has had enough.
Yeah. That's pretty much it, and I really think that's going to be the most critical factor in this election. I don't think people who support the president will tell a pollster that, at least some, because who know, do you really know you're talking to Gallup or Rasmussen or one of those agencies?
Ask Amy Hansen about that next time you talk to her.
Yeah.
She has some funny little stories about how she handles pollers.
Oh, well, first of all, we learned from the last election that they're worthless anyway. And even in spite of that, the media is running them out there like, oh, look at how bad things are for Trump. I think where a lot of people are right now, like that couple in St. Louis standing on their property with their mm-hmm. weapons saying, they'll make our day.
Well, and I think the majority, the silent majority is over watching the news. They're not watching the news. We've turned it off. We're getting our news from other sources, and we're saying, we're not going to do this anymore. This is a bunch of junk. This is nothing but the same dog and pony show every single day. Like, and they're not watching it. They know what they're going to do. And come November, it just is what it is.
It's to me, it's so crazy, because what are you going to do if somebody breaks through your gate and comes towards your property, a mob? You going to serve them milk and cookies? Come on, get a grip. You
like,
know, I mean,
I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna do. But I mean, the mob listened. I mean, I think the mob got the. I think that they got the picture. Like, those people were not crazy. Those people were crazy. Like, and they meant it. You know what I mean? They were fed up. They were not coming in their house. But I think that they had also had problems with vandalism before.
That's how I survived living in Florida. I learned how to look scarier than the person that was trying to scare me.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the.
You become offensive.
Yeah.
You know, you learn situational awareness, know your surroundings, but that, you know, the person needs to understand that, like, you mean business and that you're not playing around. You can't cower in fear.
Yeah.
You know, you stand your ground. Kind of like seeing a grizzly bear, you know, you got to make yourself bigger than the bear. That's what you do. These days, it's not hard for me.
Here's a number that, let's get your take on this. The every year they calculate the cost of raising a child through the age of 18.
All right.
Will you take a guess and I'll tell you whether you're
No. Okay. From birth to high school or birth to college?
18. Age 18.
Okay, 18. I'm going to say $318,000.
And the actual total is... 252.
Oh, God, that's so much better than I thought.
Yes. Now, look, just in one conversation with me on the air, you saved almost, $70,000?
Yeah, but, like, you have to times that by two. Because I have two.
So I've saved you 35.
Oh, man.
You owe me. I'm just kidding. Tomorrow we're talking about social distancing on TV, but things you can still do while social distancing.
Huh.
Well, we have absolutely enjoyed your company. Everything cool otherwise? Dana and the twins?
Everything's good. Everything's good. No complaints. Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy. Everything's good.
By the way, Lola's crib is gorgeous. It looks like it's made for a princess.
I didn't see it.
I'll text it to you, Greg. We went up there and got the furniture yesterday. Well, part of the furniture. There's some other pieces that we need to get, and I still have to get the bedding and all that. But yeah, with Jared put it together last night, and it's
going
to be here before you know it. I mean, we're in July. Everybody's like, oh, November. And I'm like, you have to remember, November 3rd. It's not, you know, November 28th. It's pretty much in October, maybe. So it'll be here before we know it.
It's a good thing I didn't have to assemble Janelle's furniture. She would have been walking it 2 months.
Yeah, Jared put it together last night, and it's coming together. So,
in the meantime, if you look, the longer this goes on, and I'm talking about limited options to get out of the house and so forth, stress to the max, because if you stay in the house and you put on the news, that's not going to make you feel any better. If you're having issues, you and your significant other, give Duncan Tomlinson a call. Have that consultation at 819-4810, because consultation does not mean you file for divorce. It means tell me where I stand. Sometimes you need to have your life reflected back to you to understand what the situation really is, because even though they will represent, and they specialize in representing men, but will represent women too in matters of divorce, they have actually helped save a few marriages.
We have.
Yes.
Because people forget how to have that communication, that honesty. And you will have no choice when you're talking to them. Trust me on that one.
Call good or bad.
819-4810, 819-4810. For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, Jay.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And divorceformenalabama.com. Well, we certainly enjoyed it. And I was almost on time today. I was only a minute off.
I'm really proud of you, Greg. You're getting better and better.
How do you like that? I'm getting better.
And Leon's getting larger.
We'll talk
see what
to
I
you.
Did there?
Yeah, that you set me up. You teed it up, and I hit the ball.
Bye.
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 I go back to, here's a couple of reactions to what we're talking about. And believe me, social media is hardly what I would call dead. That's taking up an extraordinary amount of time. I'm not complaining. Because that thing I began the show with, that thread on the social media site for people who work in radio, it was stunning how many have experienced the kinds of things that we've seen here. The call, the energy level, everything is different. And I think this is all a result of not just the pandemic. Initially, yes. But it's what's come since, I keep putting it this way, and I will just because I hate the woman, Nancy Pelosi, describing George Kirby's death. Name a bill after him, right?
Right.
While we're tearing down statues of people who really did things like, freed the slaves, who fought for abolition. Because these people that are destroying these, they have no idea. U.S. Grant, really? There's a president that showed extraordinary courage that could have easily bowed to the mob, but he didn't. And he should not be torn down. He should be celebrated. But no, I don't know what they're teaching. But this generation is the fruit of that barrel. And not all of them, of course. But the ones that, when you don't have a goal when you go to college, you got to keep your expectations low. That's why it's the only thing I ever pushed on Janelle from age three. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? Because you never want to feel like life is work. And I said, what you want to do is something that you really feel a passion for. And she's always had a thing for animals. She was an equestrian. She wanted to be a veterinarian, but then decided that too much sadness in that field, which is true. It can be very, very tough. But what she does now, man, she's around them all and does pictures and graphics, and that's her thing. Unfortunately, a couple of the creatures of that zoo have hurt her very badly, but those are lessons that go along with life, too. 4:56.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the East Boulevard on the bridges over the Atlanta Highway. If you're traveling from I-85 to Ware's Ferry, it's in your lane. They should be wrapping that one up. We've also got an accident, East Chase Parkway at East Chase Lane. Also, another accident, Chantilly Parkway, eastbound at I-85. Right at the interstate, watch out for that one. And the 3300 block of Carmichael Road, an accident there. Around the boulevard, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe this holiday weekend.
You know, I may have a headline for Animal Stories tomorrow. I'm watching about a family save a bear. They saved a bear. Isn't that nice? We're at 4:58. We'll get back to something we talked about at the onset of the show next hour, and that is this drop-off in phone call activity. And this is not a news talk exclusive. This is something I found out today is happening all over the country, just when you think you're unique. Terminally unique, you're not. Our thanks, as always, to James Garrett and Tommy Johnson at Gulf States Mobility, not just for their support for free speech, but the work they do for the people that protect free speech. Our soldiers, our wounded heroes coming back, facing dramatically reconfigured lives because of an injury, a wound sustained in combat. They work with a lot of Purple Heart winners who have to live a life of adjustment, limited choices. Their goal, though, with each individual case, whether it's a soldier or somebody who just was in the wrong place at the wrong time with their car, got T-boned, long recovery in the hospital, long recovery at home, is to make that process as safe and successful as possible by eliminating dangers, ordinary things in the house that suddenly become liabilities. Installing chairlifts for stairs, they know that people tend to recover more quickly when they're in a place they're familiar, not to send them to rehab places and that if it's possible to not have to do that. They put people